Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. I'm Paul Allen, bringing you inside the exclusive Menards Film Room featuring Pete Bursich, analyst, Vikings Radio Network, former coach and player. Menards Film Room, what do you got?
Well, basically, we're going to talk a little bit about the Bears and what they did well last week against the Cincinnati Bengals. And what you're going to see offensively, it's a lot different. They spread teams out. They're spreading a lot of their offense out, the wide receivers. Defensively, a lot more aggressive with the zone blitzes.
All righty, good way to start. That's Matt Forte. He's good.
Yeah, one of the things you have to know, and when even though the Bears have spread you out here, you can see the running back is just a little bit deeper than the quarterback, and that usually for linebackers is a run key. But just a simple trap up inside. They got a revamped offensive line from a personnel standpoint, but the scheme has done a lot for them. And here you see a little trap up inside of Matt Forte, who's a very patient runner, and he's very, very good at finding those little skinny seams up the middle. Squirts on in for the touchdown, and we get in the end zone. You can see the nice move that the guard does pulling. 75 comes in and blocks down, and bang, there's that little seam that Matt Forte finds.
All right, we know the Bears can run. Nice pull action by the left guard, but they also can pass, and they like to throw it to Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, this was the score that ended up winning the game for him. And one of the things about Cutler is he's very, very smart. You can see that you have a linebacker walked up on the line outside the tackle, and then the safety is walking in behind him. Now, for a quarterback, that is a sure sign of a blitz that's coming that way. And he knows when this slot comes off, when that linebacker comes off the edge, he has Brandon Marshall one-on-one. And when you take a look, Cincinnati does not have any help out there in the outside. They have nothing toward the middle. So they're really putting their safety in a compromising position. Cutler delivers the ball right on time, almost a little bit too short, but gets it to Marshall for the touchdown.
Where can he see the blitz coming from, where he kind of knows it?
When you had the defensive end and linebacker walked up, and then there's a safety coming in right behind him.
Yeah.
When a safety walks down, you have three guys now that are going to be all grouped together right here. They make sure the protection is turning toward that side, so they have three offensive linemen and a possible back, if needed, to pick up anything that comes off this edge. So he knew he had the one-on-one on the back end with Marshall.
All right, now the vaunted Bears defense, specifically Charles Peanut Tillman. He had 10 forced fumbles last year. He had a big opening game against Cincinnati, a couple of interceptions, including this one.
And this, again, it's that cover two shell. They don't play as much cover two as they used to. That's one of the things that's changed about them. They are zone blitzing quite a bit more. And as you see, the safety, Chris Conte's coming down underneath. The Bears run this. They run like a pirate stunt, so these two defensive linemen come underneath to try to pull that protection, and Chris Conte comes around the edge. Now, for Charles Tillman, this is a cornerback being smart. He knows that he can jump this quick slant because the quarterback will not have time to pump fake and get the ball down the field. So he goes to the upfield shoulder, and boom, cuts underneath and makes the interception. He does get touched on the way down, so that doesn't count. They made a call back, but it still gave the Bears defense a lot of momentum. But that's just being smart.
But what's Andy Dalton doing? He's staring at A.J. Green. He made it easy for Charles Tillman.
One of the things that makes it hard on Andy, he turns his back to the defense. Even for that fraction of a second, when he turns around and looks, he sees a defensive end and he sees Chris Conte, and he tries to sling that thing in there. But again, Charles Tillman knows it. He gambles on it and jumps in front of it because, again, he's aware as well that the quarterback's not going to be able to hold on to the football.
And from one linebacker to another, VEN's Ben Lieber is down on the field with a demonstration on maybe how to beat a couple of rookies on that offensive line.
All right, thanks a lot, PA. Here we've got a bunch of guys, and we're going to represent Kyle Long and Jordan Mills, who are the rookie side of the Chicago line. So we've got an offensive guard, an offensive tackle, rookie young guys, and they've been exploited a little bit in the Cincinnati game. We'll take a look at why. So as we get lined up, Sharif will be our three technique on the guard. B-Rob will be our defensive end out here. And what happened in the Cincinnati game is they would overload one side, confuse the offensive lineman. All of a sudden now we've got a four-man front, and these guys have to count. So as they count, they get a mismatch and they let a guy go. So on set hut, we'll just go forward, and they've got one guy here. This guy doesn't know where to go. I'm free, and he's free. So when you play these young guys, sometimes just by adding bodies and bringing in more that they can block, it confuses them, and you can let a guy go. If these guys are getting pressure all game, what's going to happen, they're going to bring over a guy like me, a tight end. So if I'm a tight end, and we get down, B-Rob knows right now what he can do against a tight end. So set hut. This is a mismatch all game long. I'll take that matchup any day of the week. The last way that we can attack these guys is just by running some basic stunts, line movements to kind of confuse them and pick them. And what happens is, guys, as we get lined up, we got a three and a five. So set hut, you get the three technique going upfield, and he picks the tackle when B-Rob comes underneath. It's a basic stunt. It's basically what everybody does in the league, but yet it's another way to create a little bit of havoc and movement across the face of these young guys, hopefully confuse them, and we get a cheap sack.